Come on, Opie, you gotta get to sleep. We're on a horse buggy and everybody else is sleeping through all the clip-clops. Your mother's gotta get up and give a speech about Rye in a few hours. Oh, what would get you to sleep? I could sing you a lullaby, but you'd only stay awake, begging for more. You're only human. Oh, I know. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's the audio equivalent of a NyQuil. Now, do you know, there was one episode we recorded last year that never aired. That's because after the CD-ROM edited the show, your father dropped the show disc behind a filing cabinet and nobody could move it. So I guess it'll never air. But I could tell you. Well, it started in Busheltown. It was a simpler time, you know, early last year. And it began something like this.
Yo.
Out of this world.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here.
Cliff and Kendall.
Enough said.
This is the show.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Bugs! Oh, shit! Nice. Slapped that bug right on my face.
I thought that was a mole. I was trying to get it off there. Looked atypical to me.
You were trying to knock a mole off my face? Yeah. No, we're talking about bugs.
Remember that game at Chuck E. Cheese, Knock a Mole?
Yes,
that was so much fun.
Oh, my God. The good times.
Let them roll.
This back is back before we got old and sad.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It's too old and sad, fatso.
Internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99. That's KBSH in Busheltown.
Thank God.
Kendall, the other day, and this is the saddest, truest story I ever told, I went to the Busheltown Pants Depot and I just bought a gigantic pair of pants, and I made sure, I thought, well, what the fuck is even, you know, take any pretense away, I got elastic waist ones. And I said, this is who I am now.
This is me.
I'm a person who...
It's sad when you make the realization of that.
...buys a... Not only just a giant number I can't even go into. Mm-hmm. I'm not...
We don't have time to say that number on the air.
It's sad. It's like you're counting all the digits of pi.
Uh-huh.
it was so sad, and I just thought, you know, I remembered a wonderful quote that we probably shared on the show. Life is a long lesson in humility.
Yes, it is.
As I walked up to the register.
We're humiliated every day.
Oh, and speaking of, at another register, that register story... makes me think of another register story.
There's so many register stories.
You know, what does that say to me? That the only things I feel like telling... This happened at the cash register the other day.
Or at the restaurant.
It says too much to think about. Dr. Blathers, if you're listening...
Get him on the phone.
It's an emergency. It's an emergency. All right. But, Kendall, I was at the cash register at the Food and More the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they had this big, thing of... clear Pepsi.
Oh, did they?
Of the clear Pepsis.
It's back?
Yeah, it's back. The bitch is back.
Oh, I gotta try it.
It's back. I've got one in there. I'll show it to you.
Do you?
Yeah. I haven't opened it. I'm gonna, because they didn't have any diet clear Pepsi. Did you know how much I care about my waistline?
Yeah, well, you know. It's all that extra elastic.
Says someone who just bought elastic waist pants. Mm-hmm. To wear in public. But anyway, I walked up to the register with my clear Pepsi, and he's like, oh, you bought one of those, huh? And he's like, it was like this teen, it was like a teen, but a Cliff and Kendall size teen, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I said, yep, I did. And he said, well, are they any good? And I said, well, I don't know, because I haven't had one since, 1990.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me like, whoa. You mean you had this before in 1990?
And that's sad when you're that old that you can say stuff like that.
I know.
And profoundly, like, make people go crazy.
It was like I was Christopher Lloyd in Back to the Future. You were there.
We've got to get back to try the Pepsi.
How did you go back there? And, you know, and so I don't know, but it was a whole big thing, and I just felt like such an old person, and I guess that's the only place that story went. But
well, that was a great place for it to go.
What a place. What a place. Oh, so, speaking of places, you know, this place has been spruced up. What's this table?
Yeah, Mr. Tumbottom set this table over here, which is a great addition to our studio. We have this great place to set all our drinks on.
Yeah.
And our food.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's so nice. It's like a
What wood is that? Is it oak?
I don't know. Pine, maybe.
Pine.
No,
maple.
Pine's cheap.
It's maple, like, pines.
It's maple pines.
Maple pines.
No, it's a beautiful round table with a little thing. It's like what they call it, occasional table.
Oh, okay. For any occasion.
For any occasion. For podcasting. For
yeah.
Radio play. Anyway, we have all our drinks and everything on. It's a great little addition here. Wish you could see it.
I wish you could. Thank you for painting them a picture, Kendall.
Well, you know, you're the one to usually paint the picture.
I know.
But
you did it. That's why I thanked you.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Because it's nice when somebody takes the load off your shoulders.
I wouldn't want to bug you, Cliff.
He ain't heavy. He's my co-host.
Oh, but he's heavy.
Oh, but all I've
done is talk about cash registers for the last 40 minutes.
And it's time to talk about bugs,
man. My God. This is a show about bugs.
Cliff, did you know?
Did you?
Cliff, did you know there are as many as 3,000 different kind of insects, more than any other species on the planet combined?
Really?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
That's
a lot.
I'm not
shitting you. They find new ones every damn day.
That is
a lot.
Kendall, did you know this?
What?
A house fly. You've seen them. We've all seen them.
Oh, I see them every day.
A house fly down there in the South Busheltown suburbs. I thought you would keep the house flies out.
It's infested with house flies.
Well,
I think they come out of the lump in the wall.
Well, you'll like this then. A house fly regurgitates its stomach contents and then eats them again.
Oh, God.
And
if we could only find out how to do that, we wouldn't be eating so much food all the time.
I just always want to just throw up. Last night I had this is how depressing I am. I got a pizza, but I got a medium pizza. And I thought medium pizzas are for people who wear medium sized t-shirts. And no, they aren't.
And I'm not wearing a medium sized t-shirt. Oxes are on your shirt. Have an X if you need on your pizza.
Oh my God.
This
is, I can't have that many X's in my adult films.
I hope our first lady Rand's not listening to this. All that talk about blorching and re-eating it.
Re-eating it, not to mention reheating it. Imagine that smell.
Ooh. But, you know, of all the huge number of insects.
Oh, come in here, dear. Look at this table I just bought from the antique
store. Dear, that is a wonderful, beautiful table. What is that? A Quaker occasional table, dear. It's beautiful.
Reminded me of the Quaker uncle I had.
I thought that was for us.
No, well, that table right there.
Yeah, this one.
Is it? That's not for. It's not thought you bought it for the studio for us to have.
I did too. Yeah.
No, Bauer, don't be ridiculous, Bauer. It's going to look beautiful in Mrs. Butterbutterbutterson's sewing room.
Dear, I love you. The perfect spot for it, dear. Look how pristine it looks. It's so beautiful.
It's
dear.
Pristine, Bauer.
I know exactly.
At the antique store,
I
said, "Tell."
It's very expensive,
it's,
dear.
Oh dear, don't ask, don't tell.
It's not proper etiquette to tell me. Dear. Oh dear, I love you so much.
It's
dear.
Just
thank
a gift of love. Love, dear.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Because
dear.
I love you, dear. You're a beautiful mother to our child.
Oh, that is so wonderful, dear. I must go measure the space to make sure it fits, dear.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, there's. I think Crockpot's got a measuring tape out
there
somewhere.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Crockpot.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, yeah, she's got it. All right. Well, so I thought this was for us. Why don't people buy us furniture?
I don't know.
You know what I always want to know is why don't people buy me things and give me stuff?
What's wrong? Three times a day, Cliff.
I know. When I call you, you're like, you got anything for me?
But nope. Still don't.
Well, damn it.
Well, maybe we shouldn't set our stuff over here on this table.
Oh, what? Oops. Oh, I did? Oh, I forgot to use
it. Oh, my God, Cliff, there's a ring. There's a huge ring from your glass.
Look, there's one from your glass.
Oh shit! What do we do?
Oh shit!
He said this was really expensive.
Kendall, you're handy. Surely you know how to get rings out of antique table.
No, Cliff, they call me Hensy, not Handy.
They call you Flabby.
Cliff, I don't know how to fix this. This is like Jumbo. An antique table. I don't know what to do to this.
You don't know how to do that?
No.
You can't buff it or.
No. Where's Crockpot? Crockpot.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Crockpot, hey, this table, we have ruined this table, and it's very expensive. Can you take this and go take it down to the furniture depot and get them to fix it?
All just right. get them to buff it out or swap out that antique wood from the top or something like that. It's got to look good, Crockpot.
Okie dokie.
It looks perfect, like take never it. Happened.
All right, take
Alrighty.
It. And don't let them see
don't
you.
Don't hit the wall with it.
No, and don't let Mrs. Potter Butter Turner or Mr. Stop-Bottom see you.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God, this is awful.
Oh, wait, you gotta move your fat over in front of the area so they don't see that that it's gone. You gotta shield it with your huge body.
Yeah, just sit here, don't worry. Nobody will ever see anything behind me.
No.
Cliff, talking about horrible things, you know, locusts can eat their own body, own weight in food every day.
Like me. Kendall, do you know this? Count your lucky stars. Everybody out there, who, you know, we're always thinking, my life's so hard, everything is so sad, stuff sucks so much, and we're not wrong, but think about this, everybody, you could have been born like an aphid. Do you know what? Aphids are born pregnant, and when they're 10 days old, the young age of 10 days, they give birth.
They give birth to somebody that's pregnant with another one?
Can you even imagine.
That's crazy talk.
Crazy.
They're getting younger and younger pregnant, Cliff.
It's a tragedy, and I want to know who's out there stopping these premature aphid pregnancies.
I don't know. We're going to have to stop it. It is way time to play. Way time. It's way past time to play Fat Word.
It's way past time. If you
time
ask.
Boom. Fat Word.
Yeah, all right.
Look, just look at me shake my fat.
I can't look.
Don't look.
It makes
me
so
again.
Sad.
It's too early in the show to start the sad music by looking at the fat.
All right,
so this is Fat Word. We're going to use one word clues to see if we can get the other person to guess a word or very short phrase, such as Cool Whip.
You know how bad I am at this.
I know, that's why I'm explaining this at the top of the segment.
Thank God.
We try to get you to guess.
Try to get me to guess.
Do you got it? And you try to get me to guess.
Do you have it, listeners?
Listeners are writing it in their diaries. They're being very explicit about it. And so, all right, Kendall, here you go. My first clue for my first fat word. Jello.
Pudding.
Movement.
Bouncy. Oh, jiggle.
Jiggle. There you go.
All right. I'm so excited.
I know.
All right, Cliff. Crisco.
Lard.
Yes!
Alright.
We're off to a great start.
Alright.
Dunkin'. Donut.
There you go.
You know, it's my favorite place to stop on the way into work every day.
I hate it. We should talk about vegetables. This is making me too hungry.
I know. Alright. Soup.
That word pertaining to soup, I'm gonna say bowl.
No. Thick.
Thick soup?
Mm-hmm.
Stew?
Lumpy.
Thick, lumpy soup. Chili?
No.
No?
Meat.
Thick, lumpy meat stew? Kendall.
Next one might help you more.
Oh!
Goonies.
Goonies? That does not help me anymore. Cindy Lauper.
Kid.
Fatty?
No.
No. I don't know.
You have to pass on this one.
Yeah.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Think of Chunk from Goonies.
All right.
I was trying to help you there.
Well, see, I'm not a Goonies aficionado. So
all right. You should be like me. All right, Cliff. Next one.
No. No thanks. It's one of the big no thanks there, Kendra. All right. Blanche.
Deborah. Slut.
Fat words.
I know.
Listeners are screaming
next,
it.
I don't know.
Dorothy.
Golden Girls. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Damn. I got them all this time.
Damn. All right.
I feel good. All right, Cliff. I've got to go call the furniture place and find out what's going on.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about that.
I know.
That.
See, I've been worried about that. I'm going to call them right now.
I was focused on fat work.
Let's take a break.
We're all caught up there.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Would you like to hear women confessing their deepest, darkest secrets?
Women's secret confessions, all real, all true.
Sometimes there are things we just have to get off our chests.
Women's secret confessions, what their best friends don't even know.
Listen to women baring their souls.
Call 1-900-909-1133, $1.95 a minute. Adults only, please.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Didn't you call the place?
I did. They didn't answer.
I'm burping because out of anxiety.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear. I just wanted to come in and see the color of that table, dear. I just measured it. It fits perfectly. I just want to see the color.
Dear, where is it, dear? Didn't I place it in here in the bowl's booth?
Dear, it's sitting right here, dear. Where is it, dear?
It was right there.
Yeah, we had crock pot. We wanted to go have it
appraised because we thought it was
appraised and a polish
of you know, you got it from the antique store, and so we thought, why not have them put, you know, look at it through one of those little things, and see how much it's worth,
and just polish it up to a good shine.
Is it from Queen Anne era?
It's a very expensive, delicate piece. I hope they don't hurt it while they're polishing it.
I don't believe they're supposed to be using any sort of industrial polishes on their
bars. No. We told them not to use industrial polishes. All natural, you know. Regular old polish.
I don't know what it was. Kendall's idea.
No, it wasn't.
It was mostly your idea, and you were the one who called on the phone. So I don't know what he said.
Well, dear, that was very thoughtful of you, dear. But just make sure they don't have any. They don't hurt the desk, dear, or the table, dear.
My bowels have come along.
Oh, maybe you guys should go sit outside. Don't worry, we're back in just a moment.
Oh, I need a bowel pudding, dear.
Oh, dear, I will get you something. Come along.
Oh, God, I hope
we are going to be dead.
I don't even know. What's happening? It was your idea. You're not saying it's being polished, like you're waxing your damn shillelagh.
What would I do?
What would I do? Kendall, it's a segment. It's called What Would I Do?
It's a segment.
Forgive me. I got some scenarios, Kendall, over here. I'm wondering what you might
do. Right,
here's one for you, Cliff. So you are down at the Busheltown Credit Union. And Sally, there at the union, accidentally credits your account with an extra $1,000, all right? Now, there's a chance that they won't find the mistake at all.
They'll find that mistake. You just got to give it back.
Oh, good answer.
They'll find it. They always find it. Kendall, let's say this.
All right,
This one really gave me a chuckle.
Okay. Good. Right.
Kendall, you're out in the yard in the South Busheltown suburbs there, and you can guess what's going to happen. You're out there with your little dogs, too, and out of nowhere in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Yes, no, wait, it is a bird. It's a huge buzzard
that comes and whisks
one of them away into the sky. What would you do? just imagining that.
I was just thinking. No, if I didn't have time to go and tackle the bird.
It's up in the sky. You can't reach that far.
I'm trying to get in my car and try to chase after it and find out where he drops the dog.
Oh, Kendall, it's never going
to
work.
Well, that's all I know to do. What do you want me to do? Just sit there and watch and cry as the dog goes flying off into the blue yonder? You think it's so funny?
It's pretty funny.
All right, Cliff. So, Cliff, you just eaten this big, huge bean burrito with lots of onions and cheese for lunch, right? And you feel fine for the majority of the day. Until about 1:30, your stomach starts to act up, make a lot of noises, and you start running to the bathroom because you are about to have explosive diarrhea. And as you're about to walk in, who but Jake Gyllenhaal walks in. What do you do?
In the bathroom?
Yeah, just walks right in. You're like, you're standing there. You're like, oh, I gotta go.
Well, my plan always is if I was ever to see Jake Gyllenhaal out, I would like get near, but not near to like where it looked like I was coming over to him.
Uh-huh.
But like sort of looked like I was going, I just happened to be walking near the direction he was. Uh-huh. And then I would like fall or something. And then so in hopes that he would be like, here, let me help you up. Uh-huh. And even if I'm having a bowel attack, it's
like you just fall on the floor and shit yourself. It's like, yeah. Oh, let me help you up. Let me help you by calling somebody.
Yeah. I'd be like, I need CPR mouth to mouth.
See, now that is a great idea. Yeah. Fall on the floor and act like you're choking, and then you just shit yourself because you're choking.
Yeah.
Beautiful idea.
There you go.
Excellent.
Yeah, there you go. So, I told you. All right, finally. Kendall, you. Yes, you.
Me?
You're on a slow boat to China.
Oh.
Alone on business. We won't ask about what.
And I gotta see a guy.
You gotta see a guy about a thing. Kendall, you're on this boat and news of a deadly virus outbreak is Morse coded to you. And the message says, you know what? If you come back to shore and dock, you will die for sure. And your phone is dead, so you can't even call me or Susan. What would you do?
Does that mean you guys are already dead?
I don't know. Well, I can't give you anything else.
Well, if I go to shore and I'm going to die, I guess everybody's just dead. So I just stay out at sea and enjoy
all ashore.
Enjoy the rest of my life.
Who's going ashore? All right.
We're going to take that slow boat to China all around the world.
I want to get you on a slow boat to China.
In retrospect.
It's 2020 hindsight.
It is. You know, who wants to live, especially if there's all that shit going on anyway, so just going back to shore. And just go ahead and die and enjoy your last days with your friends.
He just realized there's a 0.1% chance Susan could hear this episode.
No, I didn't. Day. I thought about
what
living.
What if she heard it?
I thought about going on living, and I thought, why would I want to live, especially if I'm out to sea? Why don't I go back to just go ahead and die?
Listeners have been wondering for hundreds of episodes, why don't Cliff and Kendall just go ahead and die?
Well, and then if you and Susan haven't died, then I'll have my funeral and see how you guys react to my funeral while I'm up at Cloud to Cloud.
Okay. Oh, shit. Kendall, shut up. It's Crockpot. She's coming in. She's coming back in.
No.
Wait, does she have the table? Is that what's in that big bag?
I don't think it's anything else.
Oh, come and bring in that table. Don't make any noise.
Oh my god, is it fixed?
Yes.
It is! Oh, thank god. Oh, thank god. Alright, Crockpot, you can leave.
Set it down right there. Carefully.
We did it.
Oh, look. Oh my god, you can't even tell anything happened to
it. Oh, it looks perfect.
Oh, thank god.
Thank
god. You know,
our Father, who art in heaven,
something would have happened to this table. He would have shit all over himself in here.
Oh, Kendall, let's not talk about it. All right, but we do have to get. We'll have to get one of them back in here in a minute. They have to decide our next segment. It's called "You Want to Hear Something Weird."
Oh yeah, well let's turn it on out there so they can hear it. We're about to do. Want to hear something weird?
All right, I'm going to click the thing. All right. Can you hear us?
They're
nodding.
Listen carefully because you're going to be judging on this.
All right. All
right. I'll start us out.
All right.
And. In June, the online mega website Pornhub, Cliff, they announced a program to help blind pornography consumers by adding 50 described videos to its catalog, with a narrator doing play-by-play of the setting, the actors, the clothing, if any, and the action. The vice president of Pornhub said it's our way of giving back.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that weird?
I have so many thoughts about that.
I know you do.
Foremost among them is, you're going to lose. They're not going to vote for a story about Pornhub, all right? So no matter how weird it might have been.
I was really thinking more of, I want to get a job as the narrator.
Of Pornhub?
Like, we enter on a scene.
Oh.
Could you imagine? I could do that.
Now, the other day, Kendall, I have to say, I walked into the break room, and Charles the contractor had your laptop open.
Oh, well, let's just stop in the conversation kitchen. Right now. But
I thought he was listening.
Just throw away my laptop.
It was all of these Lionel Richie songs, and it was. I thought, oh, he's having a Lionel Richie dance party because it was Fiesta Forever, that one all night long. And then it was, hello, is it me you're looking for? And it was all these Lionel Richie. And so I went around, I was like, what is he doing? And it was just an adult movie with all of these Lionel Richie songs as the soundtrack. It was vintage.
How did he get my computer? I'm going to have to burn it now.
Well, he knows your password's CheddarCheese69.
I have said that that's not my password.
Kendall, here's the next weird news story. Guys, you want to listen to this one, right? Because this is one you want to vote for. Kendall, NBC News reports that recently it was so hot and dry upstate in New York that horse poop was bursting into flames.
Oh,
the State Department says one of its officers responded to multiple calls complaining of smelling smoke coming from a burning pile of horse manure.
Like a burning bush.
In Throop, which is near Syracuse. The officer, learned. It sounds, what a
sounds
stupid name for a town, Throop. Not a dignified name like Bushelltown.
Well, you've just alienated everybody from Throop.
Oh,
listening.
Shit, sorry. And they're going to think, shit, it was going to blow up. The officer learned that owners of a horse stable had been storing manure in large piles that frequently spontaneously combusted the excessive hot and dry conditions. And it took three local fire departments 2 hours to douse the burning horse
that
poop.
That is some hot shit right there.
That's hot shit. When they talk about hot shit.
That's what they're talking about. Did you like that one? Dude, they
liked
it.
They like it. Well, he didn't like stuff like that.
I know.
Shit.
Which is odd. Cliff, this is only weird because people are so stupid. One of America's major concerns, according to U.S. congressmen, should be the risk that if an apocalyptic event occurs and we are forced to abandon Earth with only a few species to provide for human survival, NASA might unwisely populate the space ark with same-sex couples instead of procreative male and female pairs. Isn't this stupid?
What?
First of all, the fact that we would have an apocalyptic event and that NASA has a space ark and there'd be anywhere for us to go, congressmen are worried
that there'll be two boy cows and two boy llamas.
No, like, they're not humans to repopulate
and
the species.
Two boy monkeys. I thought you meant like same-sex animal couples.
No, like humans to go repopulate the species.
No, listen, all of the gay men are just going to want to be f***ing on Earth.
They don't want to go.
And it's going to be a free-for-all. But and whenever, and when they get to Mars and they have new babies, some of them are going to be flaming homosexuals. Mm. So there you go.
All right. I just hate congressmen.
It's Kendall. A woman made a startling discovery earlier this month when she found what? A baby possum in her toilet. And this is in San Diego. She had no idea how the creature got there, but, you know, people came in and got it, took it away. Animal control officers said they don't believe it came into the toilet through the plumbing. And that she had found a second possum in her house, discovered also a broken window, which is likely how the possum got in. Now, what would you do if... what would you do? Back to a segment listeners love even more than this one. What would you do if you found a possum in your toilet? I think that's the weird story here.
I'd just play possum. I'd call animal control. I'd call Lenny. Come get your ass over here, Lenny.
Excuse me, Lenny.
If you're a bug, he'll squish you, and if you're a possum, I'm sure he'll take you away.
He'll
too.
Flush you. Why didn't she just flush it?
I don't think it'd go down.
Talk about a royal flush.
A little too big.
I've flushed some awful big stuff. All right,
I got one more.
More?
Yeah.
Jesus, how many have you given
this? This is my big one. This is my good one.
All right,
Joshua Long, he's 26 years old, was arrested in Pennsylvania in June for the possession of a suspected stolen human brain, which he kept in a shopping bag under his porch at his aunt's trailer home. Police said that the brain had been a medical teaching aid, but that Long was lacing his marijuana with the brain's embalming fluid.
Oh.
Now that one's weird, right?
That's it.
Oh, dear. Well, I just wanted to look at this table. Dear, this is not my table. Where's my table at, dear?
What? I'm stunned.
You're stunned? What? Mrs. Nodbottom, this is the table you have for Mrs. Nodbottom Butter Churn.
Bowers, that's not the table I purchased today, antique Starbucks.
Oh my god, this is all crockpot.
It has far more antique swirls in the very ornate carvings. Bowers, what have you done? You've lost a beautiful gift of love.
This is crockpot's fault. She should have never taken that table down to the furniture store.
Is it you or Kendall? Who? His fault. What is it, huh? What's going on
Why
here?
Would it be
I'm
my
just
fault?
So mad about the whole thing. I can't. Oh, I'm
crockpot, can you go back down
so
to the furniture
mad.
Store and try to trade
See,
it down?
Oh
find
my god.
Oh, dear, I'm so
Oh, dear. I've got a. Oh, my god.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, on top of everything else, dear. Oh, and the table's gone.
Dear, we have to get you out of here, dear. Come along, dear.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, crap.
Wait, whose story was the weirdest?
Oh, they're gone.
Well, I guess we'll just call it a draw.
We'll. Let's just
call it a draw.
So we'll just call it a draw.
Mine were better, and that's okay.
We know. All right, and it's just sad, Cliff.
God.
Just so fuck sad.
It's, I can't, when you talk about sadness.
I think of this show. Cliff.
People do. People are like, oh, yeah, that is sad.
I do have a quote for you.
Okay.
I know you're so excited for that.
Ain't that a shame.
Ain't it a shame. I loved being outside. We'd hold lightning bugs in our fingers and pretend they were diamond rings. Loretta Lynn said that, Cliff. She's a coal miner's daughter.
She was
standing by her man.
Just like Tammy Wynette.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kendall. And what's a butterfly? At best, he's a caterpillar dressed. And that was said, hey, by John Gray.
Hey. All right, Cliff. Let's see. Do I have another one here? Yeah.
I don't know, do you?
Our treasures lie in the beehive of our knowledge. We are perpetually on the way thither, being by nature winged insects and honey gatherers of the mind. Mm. And that was Friedrich Nietzsche.
How many times have I said that today? Kendall,
at least thrice.
I have said this before. Too much of a good thing can be wonderful. And that was said, she said it best, Mae West.
Like that flaming pile of crap.
Yeah. If ever there were a more apt metaphor for our show, a flaming pile of crap.
In a bag, thrown at your front door.
God damn it. Kendall, I'll never, this has been said to you many times, I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception.
Oh.
And that was said by Groucho Marx.
I've heard that one before. From Groucho and from others.
From even from others, not just from him. All right, I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Sure.
Or will we?
Or will we? Yes, we will. Will we? And so you can see why we didn't really mind that the show fell behind that cabinet and it could never be broadcast. It wasn't one of the best. Oh, you're asleep, finally. That's okay. I think that was everything. Oh, of course, at the very end of the show, we said thanks.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
The mind.